Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to pretty busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. The guys from Two Fish Jigs, we have some serious talent here. Bodan, Brandon, and Matt. Of course, Matt's probably the one that – well, you've got two jobs, Bodan. Yeah, you're a pastor. You've only got one job, right, Brandon?
I got two.
That's right. You have two fish.
And sometimes you give me a job. Yeah. So,
that's
yeah.
right. You actually have three jobs. Yeah. And then, of course, Matt has –
if you count pickleball.
That's right.
I'm going pro.
And you have three jobs, Captain's Concepts, San Diego, and Two Fish Jigs,
San Diego
right?
first, Captain's Diego Concepts, and Two Fish Jigs
are in the secondary.
Yep.
But that's what takes most of your time, is running to San Diego.
Yes.
Probably at least 5 days a week?
Yeah, normally, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Five to unlimited.
Yeah. And how many days are you posting on Captain's Concepts?
We usually do it once a week or so. Fishing's been kind of generic for the last little bit, but as much as possible.
I love the idea, you know, obviously not having seen the video yet, but you talked about just making a video on this bluefin. Like, that's the type of thing that, you know, I preach Captain's Concept to people all the time. I think it's the best info source out there. But talk about a specific thing where that makes a bigger difference than others. Like, light line, hard to get a bite, 30 other guys at the rail. Like, it's those little tweaky things you can do.
Yeah.
And, like, exactly what you're making a video on.
And we've been seeing this bluefin, and this was like, we had just started like really targeting it. I've been driving by bluefin a lot the last month or so.
Really?
Just because I knew we weren't going to do anything to them.
Yeah.
And the yellowtail. Yeah, and we couldn't fish an anchor and stuff just wasn't setting up right.
What is a yellowfin?
Good question.
I was out there last week on Monday, and they caught yellowfin.
Okay.
And yesterday, the Liberty caught some yellowfin.
Oh, did
that's
they?
All,
okay.
All on dolphins.
Those eat.
Yeah. That's a tough way to. That's not
that's
very.
Tough way to make a living. Yeah.
Not very sustainable to try to unless they're like jugged. Yeah. And we checked out a lot of dolphins to catch our five on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can tell you where there's a whole lot of big yellow.
Yeah.
Like you look at the
down below.
You flash that camera out to the slab outside of Fisherman's Landing, and any trip that's 6 days or longer, boy, you can tell right where all that yellow is.
I'd like to go there, but
oh boy, and that's that grade down there.
It's crazy.
And speaking of which, I can't believe it, but we still have a few spots left on that 6 day Let's Talk Hookup Shogun trip. In October, which that
not has, a 6 day.
Yes.
No, that trip has been extended by a day by Frank. They just made the call.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
So, thanks, Frank, for letting me know.
Yeah. So they have extended the trip by 1 day.
Okay.
And they're charging like a fraction, like literally just a fuel cost more. Like there was almost no trip change. But they've extended it to take advantage of that crazy good ridge fish. I just found out yesterday.
Thank you, Frank. October 21st now through the 28th.
It's going to be
he pulled it off. I said, Frank, you got to put this, make it to 7 day. He goes, I can't next year. But he did.
It's going to be extended by 1 day to take advantage of that. Not that you couldn't do it.
You could have done it, but it gives you an extra day of fishing.
You got it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
now it gives you time to do other things.
Oh boy.
A 6 day is plenty of time to go down there and catch that yellowfin. Now you have plenty of time to go down there, catch that yellowfin, and have multiple days coming backwards of doing all the fun ridge fishing.
Oh man.
Potential of wahoo, all that. You know, Carl just got back from an 8 day and I mean, they had
even Carl caught fish.
Oh my goodness!
Smashed them.
Yeah,
especially on the two fish.
Mostly on the two fish.
He was so excited to send pictures back to Brandon of skip jig fishing yellowfin.
Jeez.
He said the first day he had 15 tuna, all on the skip jig. He never put a piece of bait on. It was fast as you could get, and they're like They're 40 to 75, 80 pounds.
Oh, man.
Then, as what has been happening on those trips, like, the problem becomes catching other fish. Like, you know, Carl saying they were, like, on the 13, you know, trying to catch yellowtail with yo-yo jigs. And you send your yo-yo jig to the bottom. It hits the bottom. You take two turns, and you get a bite on what you're sure is a big yellow. And a 50-pound yellowfin comes up, you know, eating the lure off the bottom.
Wow.
So cool what's going on right now. And that Shogun trip, that is a great group of passengers.
Yeah,
I
it's a really
good
group.
Like,
me too, yeah.
So much fun. I can't believe
it. Ron Lane's going to host it for Let's Talk Hookup this year. So he's just, he just is Mr. Fun in himself,
so cool.
Right? So that's October 21st to the 28th now, a 7-day instead of a 6-day. You better jump on it really quick. Call Lopresti Sport Fishing or just book online at ShogunSportFishing.com.
Yeah, Jen was the one that filled me in about the good news, and she was standing by to take reservations. So, yeah, a very, very cool opportunity.
Good stuff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. With that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Sport, and today our FishDope.com report is sponsored by Norris Lithium Batteries. They're designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries that weigh less than 3 pounds. Make an investment in the very best for your boat with Norris Lithium. Check NorrisLithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Angler's Marine at both their Anaheim and Lakeside locations, or check Norris Lithium Batteries. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for the Catch Report. We got the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Hey, Jig guys there. Fun stuff, man. Having a great time listening to you guys there. So we got our mid-September report. Summer's winding down, hard to believe. And, boy, we definitely had some weather on the outside this weekend and up above also. Fortunately, it's much nicer now. And opens up the areas, so you know, some of that stuff's been blown out for a while, but we'll get some good reports from the outside and above there. So along the coast, kind of an interesting sea bass report here from midweek. A couple of good hits from what's reported to be coastal fish in that Paradise Cove zone just below Point Doom there. And if it does check out to be that, bodes well for the fall. I like to see them on the coast like that. Also along the coast, some really good calico bass fishing along the kelp lines, both Palos Verdes proper and down along the Orange County south coast there. It's been, you know, the water's clean and warm, and bass are biting. It's been pretty fun. On the outside, Nick did get checked out this week a little bit. Nothing exotic, just lots of cots, lots of bottom grabbers there. Same thing at SBI, minimal pressure, but a little bit of signal on that big gray yellowtail around the backside. Or at Catalina, sound like a broken record here, but still standard mix of bass, bonita, a few barracudas mixed in, and the occasional yellow. A lot of that yellow is good grade, but not quite as much of it as we've been seeing. And but the ones that are being caught from the private boat guys, they're definitely mackerel snappers. They love the mackerels. And there's still some squid around. And as we get a little deeper into the fall season and the water cools down a little bit more, we're going to see more of that big home guard biting on the squid grounds. We'll talk more about that here in a couple weeks. At Cometti, kind of like Catalina, man, there's still some squid around, a couple different areas, some down there in the cove, some backside west, and that's helping to gather up some sea bass. There's been a couple decent hits over there on the sea bass, and much like Catalina there, that bodes very well for the fall season. And then as that bluefin, like I said, that weather on the outside was brutal. And much better now, and I'm guessing that the canner is seriously crowded this morning with everybody getting back on that tuna fish. But there's been some really good signal closer to home, too, from just up above Santa Barbara Island up around the Kidney Bank there to down just below the Osborne, below the island a little bit. And then in from there towards the west end of Catalina, there's been scattered fish seen, and all the way into the 270 up off of Palos Verdes, there's been some spots of bluefin seen. And noticeable in the absence, of course, is that yellowfin. I wish those guys down south would give us a few of them nice great ones they got down there. And as the marlin fishing, you know, last weekend was the Masters. They clobbered them. They had a hell of a good tournament.
Jeez.
With lots and lots of that light line fish. And the vast majority was centered right off the east end of Catalina. And then the peskies are fishing as we speak. That is a wild and crazy bunch. That tournament of all the ones I've fished for all the years, without a doubt, more fun there than anywhere. And they had pretty good fishing yesterday, same area for the most part, right off the east end of Catalina. So we got nice weather, good fishing, and I think it's time to go fishing, guys.
Boy, you're not lying, man. That's a great report, Mark. Certainly some good opportunities to be had for the guys and some fishing close to home, man. That's great. That's great news.
That marlin fishing's got to be one of the best ever, right?
It's going to be a fun pesties.
It's been very, very good fishing, best in this area probably for, I don't know, 20 years. We actually might go take a little look at that yesterday. That stuff's real easy to get at from where the boat is now. So we may go do that and just see if we can't maybe find one of them lost yellowfin that are up here. So,
well, with the
I'll have a little report for you.
With the peskies happening this weekend, there certainly should be some extra tailors around for you too. So some good fishing.
Yeah,
for sure.
And of course, FishDope.com, they've had all the information. $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're in a corner of Boca Chica and Edinger. Phone number at store 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, Pete, you know, this morning you had that little technical glitch. And the only place I could find the show was on that YouTube Live.
Yep.
So I was watching you guys in there visiting. That is such a cool setup.
Yeah, thanks.
That's neat. I'm glad you got that.
Yeah, so and thanks for bringing that up. We've had basically a disastrous morning on the Let's Talk Hookup app and other things coming in and out. But the feed on Facebook and YouTube Live is 100%.
There you go.
So if you're a little frustrated with what's going on, it's some kind of catastrophic phone failure or something back east or something.
Oh, is that
sports
all?
Grid. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, it's up now. We're hoping it stays up. But YouTube and Facebook Live, and then, of course, we'll have after the show the recordings, because you don't want to miss this show. This is incredible.
Really good.
On Facebook and YouTube stream, you'll be able to view it on demand, the live podcast. What do you call them when it's video? Video cast?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a podcast.
Live streaming.
Live stream. Well, it's live streaming, but then when it's recorded. But when it's recorded, what would you call it?
Sure.
Probably a vlog.
A vlog? Yeah. Sure. Okay. All right. So it's a vlog.
A video.
Yeah. So it'll be, available app. It's available now on YouTube and Facebook Live. And then, of course, the Let's Talk Hookup app will get these problems, if they're not already straightened out real quick.
And as we always say too, on the app, you'll always be able to hear all the shows.
The recordings. We'll have
those. Exactly. So if you missed part of it on your way home from work tomorrow, fire back.
You'll be able to hear it.
Hear all those little juicy bits that, Captain Matt Brawley gonna be on Fishing the Surface.
Sorry, Bob Fletcher. I've been getting lots of texts from Bob. It's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. Bob, look at Facebook right now. You'll be able to watch us. All right.
Thanks,
Star. Hey, appreciate it. Hey, I want to point out before we move on to our next caller or our next report here, really sad news to read in this week's edition of Western Out There News. I'm holding it up here on Facebook and YouTube Live, about the passing of Sue and Terry Goodrich from Western Out There News. Remember them?
Oh, no.
Remember them? They were right across from the Let's Talk Hookup booth, always at Del Mar and then, of course, in Long Beach. But every show,
they were the ones
Terry
who
resubscribed
you to
Western
and
Terry with the big handlebar mustache.
Totally.
He'd be hawking his hot sauce all the time. They passed away within 3 days of each other.
Wow.
Which is kind of amazing. In August. So sad news there, just super neat people, and spent many years telling stories with Terry and Sue at the shows.
Yeah, they were a fixture at all the Fred Hall shows, and you'd resubscribe to Western Outdoor News, and they'd convince you to buy once you subscribe, you got this gift pack of thing. I know.
Right.
Yeah,
fun people. Really neat people. But, check it out in this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, along with the sinking of the Jig Strike and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Crazy.
In there, for sure. Yeah.
Hey, well,
continue the catch report.
You got us. Speaking of great things to come, we've got the catch report going, and we're going over to C4 Sport Fishing, talking to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys. I'd ask how you're doing, but it sounds like it's been a little chaotic morning there.
We're having fun. We stole Brawlo away from you guys this morning, so we're talking two fish jigs and having fun doing it.
Good. I mean, he'll probably give you all the rundowns. Oh, and by the way, I'm pretty sure the term is vodcast.
Vodcast. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. I think that's what it's called. So, But one thing that I'm going to start off with here is something that we've actually heard quite a bit this summer. Our half days have just been amazing this season. It's probably one of the best half day seasons we've had in a long time. Those half days and early on the season twilights. They've been seeing yellowtail, bonita, seeing some barracuda. Unfortunately, most of those barracuda are under limits there, but still, they're still fun to catch. Calico bass, sand bass, rockfish, just the whole gamut. Kind of more of that classic half day fishing that, you know, we used to see pretty frequently. And it's kind of nice to see that back. Nice mix of everything on there. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of those people coming down to escape that heat wave we had last week got a nice surprise getting into some of those fish. So very good fishing there. Got a good rundown on the full day, I'm sure, from out there. Nice mix of yellowtail and bluefin there. Very similar on those 1 day, day and a half, some longer. And it's just been a good season. It hasn't been as wide open as some of the previous seasons, but again, we're spoiled. We've had some really, really good fishing, and that's continued this season. So definitely check the website. And at this point in the season, you know, everyone back at school, I'm like, you think it'd be easy to get on a trip? It is not. Definitely check that website for the schedule because, like we've talked about before, this is kind of the local summer. A lot of people coming out, a lot of charters. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have those half-day trips up there, the full days. Go out with Matt there if you can get on the boat. The overnights, 1 day, day and a half, a little tougher to get. But check it out. The full schedule's up there. Make your reservation straight online. Give us a call at the office. We'd be more than happy to help you out, get you out there fishing, 619-224-3383. Can always come down and visit us in person, check out the tackle shop, get a nice burger next door, make some reservations, and get on the boat because I'm sure we have plenty of good weather and good fishing to come the rest of the summer here.
Yeah, what a great report. And certainly some good fishing. I love it when it's like that where all trips are doing so well, you know, from the half days to the full days to the overnights. Sounds like some great fishing, Marcos. Again, if somebody wants to jump on, book one of those trips, how do we do it?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. It's pretty self-serve up there. You can see the full schedule. You can make your reservations. If you're out to talk to someone or you have any questions, give us a call, 619-224-3383. We'll go over all your options because there's a lot of them, and we'll get you guys out there fishing.
Awesome. Great job, buddy. Appreciate it. An excellent report, and we'll look forward to another one next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, now let's head down to another place where the yellowtails are always biting, and that's Cedro's Sport Fishing. We got Rosie on the line. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, guys. I hope you are all doing well this morning. Great
Thanks,
show.
Rosie.
Go wave at my husband. He's over standing in the line at the Independence getting on the boat.
Oh, right. Is he going fishing? All right. Good for him. He's how many days do you get rid of him for?
I got rid of him for 7 days.
Oh, nice, Rosie.
Pizza party at Rosie's great. House.
Exactly. Come up to the ranch, guys. The ranch is open. There we go. So, oh my gosh, we have been seeing some signs of Dorado on patties, but they're not wanting to cooperate. They're not wanting to come over the rail. We only have gotten two this season so far, but they're there. So we just got to figure out how to get them to bite the hook. And also every once in a while we see a yellowfin, but nothing this year. Usually the Dorado and the yellowfin move in at the end of August, but we're really not seeing signs of those guys yet. They're not liking our waters. But we can always count on our yellowtail. And this week, three times, and I'll post up the videos, we've had these bunch of bait balls or, you know, a bunch of bait, and the yellowtail are just pushing the bait to shore and just crashing on shore. And it is absolutely crazy to see yellowtail in, you know, 2, 3, 5 feet of water just crashing. So we've I'll post some of those videos today, but basically the guys are getting in a little bit closer to shore, throwing their surface iron to the beach and pulling in some yellowtail. And it's been pretty darn good and sizable yellowtail. I mean 35 pounds, 38 pound yellowtail coming in, you know, 10 feet of water or less. So pretty crazy there. Calicos are still doing their gig. We have this last couple of weeks have seen more gold spot bass than we ever have down at Cedros and upwards of 10 pounds. And I happen to be the Waymaster on the world record gold spot bass from years ago. And it's a 10 pound, 4 ounce gold spot bass.
So is a gold spot the same as a pinto bass?
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes.
It is? No?
Yes. Yeah, they call it a pinto bass down there. Absolutely.
Okay.
Huh. We call it, they call it gold spot up here, but yes, it is. You're exactly right, Pete.
Okay.
But we've had probably, I would say four bass come up that could have been world records. And to make sure I tell the guys, you know, be mindful. We've now sending them out with hand scales to see if they're close. Just because these guys that are coming over are
crazy
huge. That's so incredible. And I have to say, I really love our anglers, our fishermen, because anything big like that has been caught and released. It goes right back in the water. So we really appreciate that.
Cool. That's
so
great.
We're starting to get the schedule up for next year. You know, everyone has first right of refusal of their trips that they were on this year. And also as charter masters start filling up their trips and opening them up, we're putting those online also. So, so let's get ready for next year. The schedule is up. SedrosSportFishing.com.
Sounds great, Rosie. Appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Rosie. Next Saturday will be a little bit of a challenge for me because Jeff is be coming off of the Independence, and I will be down at the CBX, but I'm going to try to be calling in from the CBX.
Okay, well, do what you can. We appreciate it. All right.
You got it. Have a great day, guys.
All right, Rosie. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your reservation today.
Apologize to everybody that's on the app or 1090 AM listening in and out. We're back up now. Phone lines are back up now. So 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. Back up now if you want to give a call, ask some questions of this panel of experts. But the good news is Facebook, YouTube Live has been 100% the whole time. So
you want to
tune in, you miss it. Something goes wrong. I know it's a little hard in a car or something to be listening to Facebook or YouTube Live, but you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Just pull over to the side. Watch it. Yeah. But, that's been 100% throughout the show and we'll have, of course, the archives on it. If you miss portions of it because you don't want to miss any of this show, it'll be up on our Facebook and YouTube Live feeds, after the show too.
So, there you go. Yeah. Hey, well, we had a great text come through. It says, guys, I'm addicted to jigs so much so that there should be a Jigs Anonymous group. Where can I purchase these lures? Can they be purchased online? I love everything that you guys are speaking. That's from Steven in Mission Viejo.
Sure. Right now we're in Fisherman's Landing and Seaforth Tackle Shops. Those are the two places we sell this year.
Fisherman's Landing and Seaforth is it.
That's it.
I mean, the two best tackle shops in all of San Diego County.
Now, which one's better?
Well, Fisherman's Landing, of course, as everybody knows.
So nice to have an unbiased.
Yeah, an unbiased person. Yeah.
Every time I say that,
Matt, what do you think? I mean, you're a Seaforth guy.
Yeah.
I started
at
Fisherman's too.
I've said the same thing on the radio show a lot of times. There's no question the rental room at Fisherman's Landing spawns the very best full day Coronado Islands fisherman that exists. Period.
Is that true?
Rental
room. That's where I came from, and that's where Booger came from, too.
Yeah. No kidding.
Boog's first job, and same with Brawlis. So yeah. Something about it.
Wow. Yeah. So if you're looking to be good at full-day fishing, look for a rental room job.
Yeah,
look for
a rental room.
Next. You get a sonar in front of Pete, he's going to get on it.
Watch out.
Out about it.
Watch out. Good. Got a text here from Rich and Bradley. He says his call dropped. He was on hold for 51 minutes. Sorry, Rich. But you can call back now, 844-843-6879. But his question is, how much does the size of the line affect the swimming of the jig?
That is a good question.
Very good
question. It definitely affects it. For the most part, though, if you're fishing anything other than 40 pound with a normal size service iron, you're probably doing it wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Some guys fish 50 pound. If you're a guy who fishes 50 pound, that Giga is something I'd recommend to you. Just a little bit bigger jig. It moves around more on the.
What is the Giga?
It's the bigger version of the JJ.
The bigger version of the JJ.
Yeah, so it's a JJ 240 upscaled by how many percent?
10%.
10%. So 10% bigger, a little bit bigger lure. It's not a huge lure, but Giga stands for gigantic.
And the Giga, you know, I recommend to customers in the shop all the time because it is a surface iron for every fisherman. It's It's slightly heavier. It's slightly larger. Everybody can cast it. I don't care if you have a 7.5 foot, 40-pound bait rod. You can cast this lure, and it swims as well as any of the other lures we make. It's got the next size up and hook, and I have fished it on incredibly heavy line, like 80-pound and 100-pound Spectra to 80-pound fluorocarbon, and it's still, at the end of your cast, you can feel the lure thumping on the rod tip. You know, it kicks out very, very wide, and it's
the
kind of
giga.
Okay.
Now, I think the line size is an interesting question, too. You know, I'm still learning from these guys because they've been at this longer as a transplant from Minnesota, but one of the things I learned from Matt, and I'd get curious to get him on the record for this, but 40 pound, if you go down from that, you know, does it cast as well? That was one of the things I learned from Matt is, you know, 40 pound, for whatever reason, it sits on the reel, right? It's easier to cast through the guides. It doesn't get backlashes as much, that kind of stuff. You willing to say anything about that on the record?
40 pound is perfect on your Trinidad 20. That is the perfect size line. You go up to 50 pound and it's just a little too much line. If you're fishing a Trinidad 30, which is wider, that 50 pound fish is much better.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're going to bite 40 or 50.
Yeah, 40 is like the perfect size. Your lure is going to swim good. You're going to have enough pulling power. Your backlash, you're not going to break your line. That 30 pound is good if you're going into those smaller jigs like the LJ or the mini. Yeah. I was fishing the mini on 30 pound and I was swimming pretty good.
Okay, I fished the Tranx 500.
Yeah.
With a short top shot of like 60 pound fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
Is that going to affect, should I drop to 40 or 50?
I think if you're going the Spectra route, since you have more Spectra in the water, you can get away with that 60 pound. If you're to bump up to like 100 pound or something, then I'd probably go to the Giga or something like that.
Gotcha. And these are minute differences. They're so small, but I am of the belief that heavier fluorocarbon, it's depending on which brand you use, is so stiff, almost at times it acts like wire. So when you're fishing straight Spectra to heavy fluorocarbon, sometimes I believe that heavy fluorocarbon allows the jig to do something maybe a little extra.
One thing I do when I'm timed, like I've done the Spectra to fluorocarbon thing, especially when we went down to Colombia or Panama and stuff like that, where we're fishing heavy, where you need to fish heavy, but they bite a surface iron really good, is I tie a loop knot. So it acts like his wire.
I
tie a loop knot to the ring, so there's an extra pivot point on the ring, and it gets it. Definitely helps.
One of your most aggressive swimming lures that you guys make is the mini, which is a small surface iron.
It's four
or 5 inches. You know, it's a small lure. How do you like to fish that? Do you fish it on scaled down traditional surface iron gear? Do you go the route of the low profile reel? Like, what's the appropriate outfit?
I think it depends
on
that. It depends on the angler. For me, I like surface iron. I'm a mono guy, so I fish it on a Trinidad 16 with a lighter rod. I was fishing.
Why are you a mono guy?
For some reason, I just like the feel. For like yellowtail, I'm a mono guy.
Yeah.
The way their mouths are set up and stuff like that, they rip off the hook a lot when you're.
So you get the stretch,
and you can uncork a cast.
Yeah. Like, I have to make a lot of weird casts when I'm driving the boat.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in the way. There's rocket launchers and. I'm usually running around trying to fling my lure at some boiling fish in some weird places.
Right.
So the Spectra doesn't allow for any error. So the margin for error with the mono is way bigger. So I can make the cast. And it's easier on the people. It's just foolproof for the most part.
I'm sure you get attached a lot and then hand the rod to somebody who's not familiar with it at all. And boy, that stretch of mono sure goes a long way if you're
hand them
familiar.
A Spectra rod. It is. You want to see someone look uncomfortable with the fishing
gear.
That's a pretty good way to do it.
There's a time and place for everything.
Totally.
You know, many years ago, Matt and I went to Panama, and back then, you know, this is part of the reason why I'm so thankful. Bowden came along and two fish jigs came to fruition. But back then, I brought every one of my prized possessions, which were my surface iron that had been given to me by the greats like Rock Hot Rick Max and Matt Brawla and Danny Wade. And I brought them all, and I insisted on fishing monofilament because that's all I ever knew. And at that time, Spectra fishing surface iron on Spectra was very, very new.
Yeah.
I lost every one of my surface iron.
Every one?
Every single one. I went through two trays of surface iron, of the best surface iron available in Southern California. Lost them all.
Just
came home
rocked.
With nothing, and stood next to Matt as he fished 100-pound Spectra 130 to 200-pound fluoro and landed some. You know?
Yeah. You still got messed up a little bit.
Destroyed.
What was it? Cabrera?
Kubera. Yeah, they
everything.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit everything, but mostly Kubera just made fools
they're
out
so
of us.
Badass.
Yeah, they are. So one of the coolest things that swim in the ocean.
That's the right word for it. Yeah. That's exactly what they are. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great info from the boys from Two Fish. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time here this morning. If you want to join, it's been a very busy morning, and a new phone line number, at least for today, that's 844-843-6879. Phones have been packed. They've dropped. They're packed again. If you want to get through, that's the way. 844-843-6879. It's not only your opportunity to talk to some of the best cybersign fishermen around, it's also your shot at winning an amazing prize. We talked about it at the beginning of the show, but Bodan and Brandon and Matt were so gracious. A hand-picked bag of Two Fish jigs.
Look at that.
One lucky caller or text
that's
at the end of the show.
That's a box of jigs there.
And that's a noise. That,
your bit.
That's a noise. Yeah. That's a noise that can't be replicated.
Take those on the San Diego and sue Matt, right?
Only one thing that makes that noise.
Yeah, Brandon's kind of going, I could have sold all of them.
I could have.
Exactly what he's
going, wait a minute.
That's a lifetime collection of jigs for a lot of people. Yeah.
Glad you can hear. We got a great show.
Let's go
going.
Jump
lots
on the phones.
You got that, man. How about this time we talk to Bill, and it looks like we just dropped Bill. So how about we talk to Dan from San Diego? Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rick.
Hey.
Danny Wade here.
Oh, Danny Wade.
Danny Wade. Hey.
The
up, Danny Wade.
The big guy.
The big iron.
The big guy. How you doing, Matt?
Doing good, Dan.
I had the pleasure of fishing with Mr. Brawl on Tuesday. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he did some work.
Other than the ride home.
ride home, not so fun.
You catch a couple, Danny?
I shot a couple at a time here and there. It was good. It was good fishing.
That's cool.
If you put your time in, make a right cast.
That's it.
I hope you heard us praising you earlier. You are the legend of surface iron fishing, and we all have so much respect for you.
Well, thank you. I've tried to pass it on. Hopefully it absorbs.
You did good.
Yeah, for sure.
Some of us are slow learners, but we really appreciate the patience, Danny. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I still learn, you know. I pick up things from whenever, whatever, whoever, you know. It's always a process.
We were even talking about things during the break, Danny, about, you know, guys and their speed that they turn the handle and, you know, and how fast jig reels are. And during the break, Brawler was mentioning that exactly. Well, Danny's different. Danny fishes with a reel that doesn't have the same gear ratio as everybody else. And, you know, there's lots of little things to it. And I think Brandon said something that was so important, too. Like, the details that these guys are talking about oftentimes are minutia. And, you know, a good swimming lure in front of a fish is going to get a bite 90% of the time. It's just fun having these three guys in here, and you certainly much is you know, these guys are really good at that extra 10%. You know, like 90% of it is hopping on the San Diego and have Brawler Park in front of a hungry one, and you're going to get a bite. But there's another 10% that exists, and that's what these guys are sure experts at.
Yep. Nice to hear.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, you've got that. You're always going to have the guy that has that, you know, catches that one fish when nobody else does.
That's it. It's normally you, Danny. Yeah. You're that guy. Yeah.
You know, when I came up in this years ago, man, the Jigmaster was the deal. You know, there was no other reel. And all these, even your JJs and all the Taddy Sal, everything that's ever been made was based on a Jigmaster when you really come down to it, you know.
Yeah.
And I think people find a little too fast at times. I'm sure, Matt, you've seen it. How many times do you see a guy, the fish gets on his jig and his heart pumping, and all of a sudden he's turning that jig just faster, 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 and faster.
Yeah.
And then the thing swims away.
Yeah, they pull it away from him.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah,
speed is important, right?
You know,
that's it. Well, hey, Danny, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Yeah, the Jigmaster himself with, of course, the DW line, right?
Oh, yeah, Danny's involved in several jigs.
Yeah.
Another line of jigs on top of that. And
yeah.
Danny's a guy that doesn't worry a whole lot about anything other than a good swimming lure. And I know he fishes the two fish jigs. I know that he's involved in, you know, in his own, in another line of lures that he's helping produce. And obviously the DW's from JRI. And Danny's a jig fishing guy and likes good swimming lures. And he likes casting them at Yellowtail. And he doesn't, you know, doesn't involve in a whole lot of BS. And Danny would tell you the same thing. He'll cast a good swimming 45 or a good swimming JJ or a good swimming legend 1, 2, 3 and catch a fish on all three of them.
Yeah, that's what's pretty cool, watching him come on, rig up his rods, and oh, there's his lure and a JJ tied on.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You have a good text, huh?
I definitely do. And this one, I'm pull it back up here. This one was, good morning, guys. Sounds like a great show. I don't fish a ton of iron. I got a little turned off the last few years because of the lack of consistency. Every time I would buy a lure off the rack, it would never swim the way I'd hoped. It really sounds like two fish jigs has fixed this problem. My question comes with fluorocarbon leaders. We talked a little bit about it. How do you think it affects jigs? Is it necessary at all? Does it give you any advantage or disadvantage? That's from Bobby in Huntington Beach.
Certainly, if you're fishing monofilament, if you're fishing the standard, you know, 9 or 10 foot rod with 40 pound monofilament, you should not be putting a fluorocarbon leader on there. But if you are fishing straight spectra, you should absolutely be fishing fluorocarbon. You don't have to fish fluorocarbon. You could fish heavy monofilament, but, fluorocarbon is a little stiffer. It's a little bit more abrasion resistance. And I believe due to that stiffness, it allows for the jig to maybe have a little bit more freedom of movement. But for sure, if you're fishing monofilament, like 90 plus percent of guys don't ever put a piece of fluorocarbon on there.
No fluorocarbon if you're fishing mono.
Not like in the bait style setup where you've got your reel full of mono and then 3 feet of fluoro. It's not doing you anything.
If you're fishing straight mono tied to the jig.
Now, what about spectra tied to the ring? You see some, you know, I mean, I see calico bass guys sometimes doing that. Is there an advantage, a disadvantage? Why do you like the piece of fluorocarbon? I'm the same way. Like, I tie a piece of fluorocarbon because it just goes back to the roots of fishing. Like, I can't, you know, like, it's got to have something in front of it.
Yeah, it's certainly abrasion resistance, and straight braid, when wet and tight, if you become attached to something, can go boom. If you get pinched in a piece of kelp or you get chewed on, you know, a calico bass, for, you know, as small of teeth as they have, they can chew through that spectra pretty darn quick.
Yeah, if it's tight and something sharp hits it, it's bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why you need that little piece of fluorocarbon.
And how long of a piece are you guys talking about?
3 to 6 foot, you know, maybe. No more than a rod's length.
Yeah.
Because you want it outside the guide.
Yeah,
right?
Ideally, yeah. In a perfect world, you'd have it outside of the guides. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Huey from Torrance says, where can I find the jigs in Torrance, first of all? And then also, what is the perfect setup for a good surface iron rod and reel? Well, what do you recommend?
I've got great news for him. He's going to get to make a trip down to beautiful San Diego and purchase you know, a two fish jig from the finest retailer in all of the land.
Okay,
which is Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Oh, whoa. You're talking about that's a silver medal award winning establishment. They're fantastic.
Close to the courts, though.
Fisherman's, so what you're saying is, I'm going to interpret Brandon's.
Yeah.
What he's saying is that Fisherman's Landing and C4 Sport Fishing are the only places you can get two fish jigs right now.
Currently.
Do you have plans to put them? Because we have a lot of listeners in L.A. and Orange County that say, wait a minute.
Let me tell you, boys, there's a lot of texts that are coming from outside the county that all say the
same
thing. How do I get
my hands on these? We were in Save on Tackle last year. We limited it this year to keep it down here. I won't say this bad about Fishermen's, but if you called Seaforth, they would mail them up to you. If you talked to the right, you know, person in the shop, you do have to pay for mailing, but people would do that. You know, as we grow and as we continue to look to get jigs out, but that's good. They want them.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of excited that people are hungry.
And in all fairness,
them.
Fisherman's Landing does the same, and they've probably
mail them too.
We've mailed more than Seaforth by a lot.
Okay. So
they can call the shop and they can get them up there. And that's the thing we really want is people to, you know, know they can get them even if they're up in L.A.
Yeah.
There's no question. The time is going to come when they will be.
They will be
in
other. But you can only produce so many.
We're beating down poor Brandon and Bodan's door every day. Like, Brandon, like, what? Dude, you got to figure this out, man. We need more 270. We're sold out again. You know what I mean? They're just so popular.
I need to mention, you know, in early November, we're having a big event at Fisherman's Landing called Tackle Day.
Right.
And that's a wonderful
November
time.
2nd.
November the 2nd.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful time.
You're going to hear a lot about that over the next month.
And purchase yourself at a discounted rate a two-fish
jig. Wait a minute. You're going to discount?
Fisherman's Landing is going to discount some two-fish jigs. The ungettable lure.
At Tackle Days.
At Tackle Days.
All right. So, the main question that our friend from Torrance, Huey, had was the perfect rod and reel setup for a surface iron. What do you recommend?
That is the most loaded question.
Yes, the loaded question.
These three guys.
Yeah, and we all disagree on it.
So what's your favorite?
Well, this is hard. I asked this question years ago to the captains on the full day boats, and they said, well, is it the one you want to cast the jig with? Is it the one you want to catch the fish with? How is it? So fighting the fish is different than getting the best cast. I like, a 10-foot rod.
Okay.
I like a 10-foot rod. I do fish a Tranks, 500. I like a Trinidad 20. I think it makes the jig swim better consistently is what Matt has taught me. I should have let him tell you this, but, maybe he'll say that.
Matt, what do you say?
Yeah, I agree. You can feel the jig better with a
Trinidad. On a Trinidad 20.
You're guiding the line back and forth.
And what rod?
If you're just starting off, the CalStar 90Js is it.
That's a 9-foot rod.
If you're looking for one jig rod, CalStar 90J.
CalStar 90J. And Brandon?
I can't argue with that. You know, if 100 guys came into the tackle shop, certainly the same rod is not right for everybody, but 98 of them should buy a CalStar 90J.
Yeah.
A CalStar 90J.
Yeah.
And a Trinidad 20.
And a Trinidad 20, the best. The best.
And what are you putting on the Trinidad 20, Matt?
40-pound mono.
40-pound mono.
Yeah. I mean, Spectra Backet, where it's like halfway with 65 or 80-pound Spectra, and then the rest of it, 40-pound mono.
I do have to say, though, I fish with Brandon surface iron more than I fish with any other person I know. I fish on my boat all the time with him. Fish on sport boats all the time with him. I've never one time seen him fish a 90J. Not one time ever.
I don't own a 90J. But the jig rod that's right for me is not the right rod for Bowden.
Right,
Bowden
has
the world's weirdest jig rod, and Matt Brawla has every jig rod.
Yeah.
In every configuration. So,
but you're saying like the intro ideal setup is Shimano Trinidad 20A, 40-pound monofilament, and a CalStar 90J.
I tell customers in the shop all the time, if they buy themselves a 90J and a Trinidad, regardless of how into surface iron fishing they get, always, they will own that 90J. They will always go back to it. They will never get rid of it. It's your standard great surface iron rod.
But I'll go back and agree with what Vodan said. If you're looking for the intro outfit, I think the Tranks is the better reel to get. Yeah. Yeah. I think a Tranks 500 and a 90J. If you're wanting to get into surface iron fishing and have an advanced rig, it is such a user-friendly reel to cast.
And what do you put on it?
40 pound mono.
Mono?
Yep. Yeah, from the bottom to the top.
Straight mono.
And again, I mean, a Tranks is a better, if you want to fish straight Power Pro and a little fluorocarbon leader, there's no argument there. That is a Tranks. That's when you buy that for sure. But if you're just getting into this and you haven't been about it before and you're wanting a rig that's very user-friendly, a Trinidad is an advanced casting reel. Like, you will get a hang of it, no problem, but we should clarify
that it's the Tranks 500 HG not the PG, the HG.
Totally.
Yeah, because of the speed.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, let's try and sneak in another call, Rick.
Got it. How about this time we talk to Dan? He's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. It looks like you guys already answered my question, but I have another one or kind of suggestion. Once these jigs, you know, they're popular, but once, you know, everybody have them. Have you guys ever thought about having a competition between jig manufacturers? Like, take the best guys that know how to cast jigs out there and see what jigs perform better.
I love this question. I once was on the boat with Danny Wade, and I said, Danny, I would like to, you know, have a face-off, me versus you. Danny looked at me, and he said, I eat you alive. But I think it's a great idea. I think there should be. You know, there's bowling leagues. There's all kinds of competitions.
Sure.
And, you know, that idea of I know that deckhands sometimes have this over a season. Yeah. I know Matt's done that to keep things interesting on the boat.
We need the jig checkers ball 2.0.
We did that with our pinheads where they went fishing. It was crew members versus pinheads.
Oh, that's fun.
Wow. And they took we tallied it at the end of the year. I won because they went way more than us, but it was good.
I think this arena for this competition already exists. You just need to purchase a ticket to go on the San Diego or aboard the Liberty and go to the islands, and you'll see.
You will see every captain and every crew member.
35, 40 people. They're all, a lot of them are fishing surface iron, and they come in all different shapes and sizes, and one lure remains supreme. And that's a two-fish jig.
Well, yeah.
he's like a commercial walking around, right?
Well, if you look at everyone's rods, when I walk around, I go on, like, I'm good friends with the guys on Liberty and all the other boats.
Sure.
I just got a picture from Tyler on the Grande the other day. It was three jig rods, all JJ's tied on.
Hey.
Nice. And then
JJ is your lure.
Yes, it's our lure.
Yeah.
And then Anibal sends me pictures all the time where they have, that's what everyone has tied on.
Yeah,
if I
see something else tied on somebody's rod, I just feel sad for them. You know.
I had a great text that is not going to bum any of these guys out. No. It was from Andrew. It says, yesterday I went on the half day boat and I bought a JJ 300, all white with a red nose. I was mind blown at how perfect the lure swam. I caught bass and barracuda all day long. It was so much fun watching it get blown up on. I can't wait to go buy some more.
That's
awesome. See, there you go. Music from Brandon's ears. Yeah, I love it. And all these guys' ears. Yeah. It's all good for sure.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's gotten themselves a custom bag of hand-picked two-fish jigs. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net Live, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years. Ford F-Series, featuring gas, hybrid, or all-electric. These are deals you've been waiting for. So don't wait. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out what lucky caller or texter is going to win that custom bag of two fish jigs. Bodan's going to do us the honor of flipping the prize coin here. Okay, we have a caller today. Congratulations, Cheer in Cardiff. You have got yourself a hand-picked bag.
Woo!
Two fish jigs.
Cheer, you're
going to
be stoked.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Well, of course, Matt. Thank you very much for taking the time off the San Diego. Normally you'd be on the San Diego, but Ryan's
That's
on
correct.
The boat today,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But
Ryan
thanks for coming in. And of course, two fish jigs, and Captain's Concepts, right?
Yep.
See you on Captain's Contest. And of course, most of the time on the San Diego.
Yeah. You'll see me on the San Diego more often than not, but we're posting on Captain's Concepts and two fish jigs. So.
Yeah.
Two Fish Jigs on Instagram, just at Two Fish Jigs, and you'll find all the stuff.
Brandon, we know where to find you, right?
Yes, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and come down for Tackle Day.
There you go. And Bodan, thank you very much for a great time, and we'll do it again, for sure.
Oh, we got him. He said that. Yeah. I'm coming back.
Oh, yeah.
I might never leave, Pete.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks to Chris. Thanks to all of you out there, and thanks to Adam for all he does on Let's Talk Hookup App. Tomorrow morning, Captain Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk will be here tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening today. We're going to be back 7 and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Great show and another great prize I can promise you too tomorrow. Of course, on the Let's Talk Hookup app and, of course, Sports Grid and Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and, of course, always archives on our app. So thanks to Chris Mann and the boards 30. And the phones, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m.
Uncle Al, I'm coming to see you.
Uh-oh. Hey, Uncle Al. New haircut. Take care.